I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Landslides added misery to the typhoon wreckage in the Philippines. The United Nations wants $74 million to help survivors. Food for the Hungary's Debbie Toribio says,
it also devastated our agriculture, and that province that was hit by the second typhoon is our rice granary. So it's really bad because there will be rice shortage.
They're meeting immediate needs. Hearts are opening to the gospel.
Some of the churches after that typhoon were all filled with people. It becomes really an opportunity for us to really share the love of God.
Next, strong restrictions on Christian broadcasting have prevented Sat-7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, from utilizing two of three satellites in the Arab world. However, Terry Ascott with Sat-7 says,
these restrictions have been relaxed somewhat on one of these satellite systems, enabling us to secure two channels, opening up a whole new audience for us, which will more than double our potential viewing audience overnight.
You can help them expand their ministry by visiting our website. And China Aid reports an Olympic qualifier was honored yesterday as he stood on new legs for China's freedom. Fang Jing lost his legs in 1989 after rescuing a student in Tiananmen Square. Oppressed by the government, Zheng uses his story to expose the truth of rights abuses in China. His story dovetails with China Aid's mission to serve as a voice for the persecuted church in China. Keep praying that through this effort, doors will open for the hope of Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat-7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat-7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.